Good afternoon. Today I want to make a brief statement about the work that Congress and I can do together in the next 90 days. The next 3 months can be a time when we sign into law measures that will truly help us to meet our challenges, protect our values, and move our country forward together. But right now, Congress is facing a logjam. The Democrats and I believe we must raise the minimum wage, which is nearing a 40-year low. The Republicans want a temporary reduction in the gas tax. There's only one fair way to break this logjam. Congress should pass the minimum wage increase clean. And if Republicans want a temporary reduction in the gas tax, then Congress should pass that clean. That is how we can break the logjam and then get on with the other crucial work at hand. There's still time for us to balance the budget while protecting our basic values. We can reform welfare, cut taxes, double the size of our border patrol, and make sure our people are able to keep their health insurance if they change jobs or if someone in the family gets sick. All this legislation is ready to go right now. Much of it passed with broad support and by large margins. All Congress has to do is send it to me, and we'll be in business. But Congress must send it to me clean. I'm very concerned by reports that some Republicans in Congress want to ruin these good bipartisan bills by attaching to them bad proposals that shouldn't be there in the first place. They want to load the bills up with poison pills, measures the Republicans are inserting in the legislation to make sure I will veto it, so they can pretend it's not just the poison pill I'm against, but the bill itself. For example, they know I would sign a welfare reform bill if they sent it to me by itself. But they're determined to link welfare reform to Medicaid changes that cut coverage to children, to pregnant women, to the elderly, and to families with children with disabilities. Or they link it to a tax increase on working people by cutting the earned income tax credit. They do that in hopes of provoking a veto, so they can run negative ads in the fall accusing me of being against welfare reform. That's what I mean by a poison pill. It may be good politics, but it's not good for the American people. So I urge Senator Dole and Speaker Gingrich and the Republicans in Congress, keep the legislation free of poison pills. I say to Republicans in Congress, work with me to pass welfare reform, a balanced budget, a tax cut, an increase in the minimum wage, health care and immigration reform without inserting deadly poison pill provisions. Join me in 3 months of progress, not 3 months of partisanship. Let me be clear. If we want a balanced budget, pass it without the poison pill of cutting education or the environment. If we want welfare reform, pass it without the poison pill of cutting the earned income tax credit and thereby raising taxes on working families. Without the poison pill of ending guaranteed Medicaid coverage for poor children, pregnant women, the elderly, or families with children with disabilities. If we want health insurance reform, leave out the poison pill of nationwide unrestricted permanent medical savings accounts. If we want to raise the minimum wage, do it without the poison pill of undermining workers' rights. If we want immigration reform, pass it without the poison pill that slams shut the schoolhouse door in the face of innocent children. Finally, I ask the Republicans in Congress to consider something else. This is the first time your party has controlled both houses of Congress at the same time since 1954. What is the record you will present to the American people and leave for history? When you have worked with me in a bipartisan fashion, we have done positive things for the American people. A fine telecommunications bill, tough anti-terrorism legislation, honest lobbying reform. A budget that gives our country its fourth straight year of deficit reduction while protecting education, the environment, Medicare, and Medicaid. Will this be the record we build on? Or will you go your own way again, leaving the American people with a memory of extremism, deadlock, and government shutdowns? It's no secret to anybody that this is an election year, but there will be plenty of time for all the politics in the world after we do the work we were sent here to do. So let us treat these next 3 months as the end of the legislative session and not as the beginning of the election season. Senator Dole and Speaker Gingrich and the Republicans in Congress, I ask you to abandon the strategy of veto in favor of making this a season of progress.